Hi, this is John Edmiston, and I'd like to lead you in a prayer to become a Christian. There are three parts to this prayer. The first part is what we call repentance. It's where we say sorry to God for the way that we have lived, for things like selfishness, anger, unbelief, and for various things that we may have done wrong in our life. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. By that we mean that we've all done something wrong at some point in our life, or we have not done things that we should have done. We've left things undone that a compassionate and good person should have done. So we've fallen short of God's standards for living, and that's why we come and say sorry to God, and we apologize to God for the way we've lived our lives up to this point. We apologize for three things: our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. The second part of the prayer is a prayer of trust in Jesus. We tell God that we have decided we're going to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We're going to believe that He died on the cross for us and rose from the dead and has ascended into heaven and is coming back one day to change this world into a glorious new world. We say to God, God, we believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. We believe that He came to love us and to save us and to redeem us. And we believe that He paid the price for our sins when He died on the cross. Because when He went to the cross, He took in His own body the punishment for all the wrong things we've done in our life, so that we can have peace with God, so that we have a clean and new start in life, so that we have a blank sheet, and that all our sins are wiped away because Jesus has taken them for us on the cross. The third part of this prayer is to ask God to give us a new life inside of us, to make us a new person, to give us a new heart and mind, so that we put aside the old nature, the old way of living, and we take on a new nature that is a fully Christian nature. It's what we call being born again. We get a new start in life. We become a new person. And God gives us an exciting new way of looking at the world and a new task and a new destiny in life. And we become able to do things that we weren't able to do before, and able to break habits that we weren't able to break before. And we just get this new Christian life in us, and the thing called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's actually a person who comes to live inside us and to guide us and to teach us the things of God. He's God dwelling in us with the power to change us and to change our personalities. So that's what we call being born again, and we're going to ask God to do that miracle of change in our hearts. So that's three things. We're going to say sorry to God, we're going to say we believe in Jesus, and we're going to say, Lord, come into our life and make it a new life. Make us a born-again person full of the love, joy, and peace of the Holy Spirit. Now, why don't you join me in this prayer as we pray right now? Father in heaven, we thank you that you love us and sent Jesus to die for us on the cross. And Lord, we're coming now to you for your grace and your kindness and your help in our life, because we want to become a Christian. We want to put our faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And we're coming to you now, Lord Jesus, because we need to change. We need to move out of our old life. And Lord, we've come to that point where we know we need to become a believer in Jesus as Lord and Savior. And first of all, Lord, we're going to say to you that we're sorry. We're sorry for the way that we've lived our lives. We're sorry for the thoughts we have thought, for the words we have said, and for the deeds we have done. For all the wrong things that we have done in our life, we say sorry, Lord, and we ask your forgiveness. And Lord, for those things where we've just plain fallen short and not done the things we should have done and not lived up to your standards, Lord, we ask your forgiveness. And we ask, Lord, that you'll wipe the slate clean as you have promised in your word. And Lord, we ask that you will make us into new people and that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and that our sins will be cast into the sea, We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We come and we say sorry, Lord God, for the way that we have lived. And now, Lord Jesus, we come to you and we place our faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Lord, we trust in your Son. We say thank you for what Jesus has done on the cross. We believe that Jesus has come to earth as God in human form, as God in human flesh, and died on that cross and taken all our sins, and that he died in our place and rose from the dead and ascended into heaven and is at the right hand of God. We believe in Jesus, your Son, our Savior, and we confess him as our Lord, and we will follow him and we will follow his teachings, and we ask for Jesus to come into our lives and to make us a new person, because we believe in him now and we're going to follow him from this day on. And Lord, lastly, we ask for you to make us new people, to give us new minds and new hearts, to fill us with the Holy Spirit, to put your Spirit in us and your Spirit upon us, and for the joy of the Lord to burst forth from our hearts. Write your laws in our hearts. Make us new. Make us born again people. Lord, we ask that you'll take off this body of flesh and take off all the sin that is in us and make us new people so that we can walk in your commandments, so that we can be good and true Christians, so that we can inherit eternal life and have eternal joy with you in heaven. Lord, send your Holy Spirit into our life that we may be filled with joy and peace and eternal life. We ask, Lord Jesus, now that we may have new life in Christ Jesus. Send us this new life, we pray, and make us Christians, for we come to you now putting our trust in your beloved Son. And we pray all this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.